This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Dead Man Walking by Paul Finch, read by Paul Thornley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. August 2004. The girl was quite content in her state of semi-undress. The man wasn't concerned by either. If anything, he seemed to enjoy the interest she attracted as they drove from pub to pub that sultry August evening. They commenced their Friday night drive around in Buckfastleigh, then visited the lively villages of Holne and Poundsgate before penetrating deeper into Dartmoor's vast grassy wilderness, calling at ever more isolated hamlets, Babbony, Dunstan, and finally Widdicombe in the Moor, where a posse of legendary beer-swilling reprobates had once ridden Uncle Tom Cobley's grey mare to an early grave. The girl was first to enter each hostelry, sashaying in through the guffawing hordes and wiggling comfortably onto the most conspicuous barstool she could find, while the man took time to find a place in the car park for his sleek black and silver Porsche. On each occasion, she made an impact. The riot of noise under the low, gnarly roof beams never actually subsided, but it never needed to. Looking was free. She wasn't behaving overtly flirtatious.